This file is the ultimate guarantee that your partner will always be pleased during sex. You see, you will never ever come before they do. Your orgasms will always happen after theirs from now on. That's what this file does, and it's a curse. So, if that's what you want, that's what will happen. Okay, so what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it, and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are. How good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards, upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice. Focusing on my words as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards. upwards into your chest. Feel your chest relaxing. Your breathing getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. The relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too. So relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper. More and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply. To just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper. More and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now. So wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you. Making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words. My voice as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. so wonderful and relaxed. One, you are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it, carrying out every instruction as I help you. As I help you and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful. And you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. Yes, that's right. It's time to accept instructions. It's time to take them in and make them a part of yourself. To make them a part of who you are. And now it is time to learn something completely new. It is time to learn something completely and utterly new. It's going to be a little change in who you are, a little change that makes you better, a much more attentive lover. It also makes you come last. Doesn't matter what your orientation is. It doesn't matter what your desires are. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You will find that you always come last. Each and every time you have any form of sex, it doesn't matter what type of sex you're having. That's right. From now on, your orgasm will be the last orgasm. You will never, ever come before your partner. If you want to have your cock sucked until you orgasm, then you better make them come first. If you want to have sex and have an orgasm, you won't come until after they do. It's going to be completely and utterly impossible for you to achieve orgasm until your partner has had one first. You're going to find that you are a much more attentive lover now. Much more attentive. Much more because you will always come last. That's right. It doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter how much you enjoy it. Even your favorite activities will just simply lead you to the edge of orgasm. Doesn't matter what those activities might be. You just simply will not come until after your partner has done so. That is your place in sex from now on. You will always come last. If you have sex, your orgasm will be the last one. If you have oral sex, you will find yourself needing to please them first before you can come. It doesn't matter what type of sex you have. It doesn't matter how you have it. You can have oral sex, anal sex, traditional penetration. Heck, you can just sit there and masturbate. Until your partner comes, you will not. That's right. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. This is a little curse, a little trap for your mind. This curse forces you to be more attentive, because until your partner comes, you simply cannot. you'll find yourself getting aroused, more and more aroused. You'll find yourself working up closer and closer to orgasm. You'll find yourself on the very, very edge. You know what that feels like. You know what it feels like when you're seconds away from coming. You may get there, but that is the place that you will stop. You can never, ever get over the edge. It just simply doesn't happen. You will find your arousal growing and growing and growing. You will find yourself getting so very, very close to orgasm. You may even find yourself to the point where you need to beg to orgasm, but you cannot. It is simply not something that will happen for you. You instead will find that your orgasm always happens last. That's right. It always happens last. You cannot achieve orgasm until after your partner does. Imagine it now. You're having sex. Hot, furious sex. You're getting hotter and hotter. Your body is aching to come, needing to come, desperate to come. You need to orgasm. You need to orgasm more than you ever have in your life. And yet, you cannot possibly cross the edge. You cannot get past it. You cannot get over it. You find yourself teetering on the edge of orgasm, getting so close that you would do anything at all to achieve it. But instead, you just simply slide back a little bit, wanting it more and more with every passing moment, and knowing that the only way you will achieve your orgasm is to hear the blissful moans of your partner, whoever they may be. Yes, that's right. You do not come until they do. You cannot come until they do. And this is going to force you to be more attentive to their needs, their wants, their desires. After all, their orgasm has to happen before yours does. That is simply the way it is. You chose to listen to this file, to accept the consequences of it, to accept the fact that you come last. And now having listened to it, it is true. It is true for you from now on. You simply cannot achieve orgasm until after your partner does. If for some reason you wish to masturbate, well then you better make sure your partner has come. Doesn't matter how they do it. Even masturbation will not happen until you know your partner is sexually satisfied, that your partner has achieved an orgasm of their own. That's right. All orgasms are locked away from you, kept from you, forced from your body, until you know your partner has reached orgasm of their own. That's right. That is the way it works, and that is the way it's going to work for you from now on. Each and every day, you cannot have an orgasm until after your partner has had one. And then, once you've had one of your own, it starts all over again. Only once your partner is satisfied, only once they have had an orgasm, may you have one of your own. That is simply how it is going to work for you from now on. Imagine it. Imagine yourself horny, desperate, needing. You've had those days where you really need to come, but your partner has not. Not yet. Not today. Maybe they aren't even home. Maybe they're away on a business trip. Doesn't matter. Until they have come, you simply cannot. You can stroke. You can touch. You can play. You can even insert things into your body. You can try each and everything that turns you on. And the harder you try, the closer you get, the harder it will be to orgasm. That's right. You do not come until they do. This is your curse. This is your curse, and you can feel it. You can feel it sinking down deep into your mind. You can feel it taking over, forcing you into this role where you must bring them pleasure to achieve pleasure of your own. That is how things are. That is how it is going to be for you from now on. You will not come until after your partner does. And if for some reason you find yourself no longer having a partner, well, then you're in even more trouble. If you don't have a partner, you don't get to come at all. There is no amount of masturbation, there is no amount of stimulus that will get you off until after your partner has come. If you don't have one, you don't get to come at all. You'll have to find someone. You'll have to find someone and make them come before you can. Because those are the rules. Those are the rules you've chosen to live by. Those are the rules you have chosen to accept. That's right. You've listened, and you accept them, and you know that they are for you, and that you will abide by them from now on. You do not get a choice. There is no choice in this. You are cursed. You are cursed forever. Come last. That's right. You come last from now on. You will always be this way. You will always be this way without any choice of your own. You are trapped in this. Trapped in this curse until I remove it. Until I release it. That is the only way out. Other than that, you come last. That is how things are. And you will listen to this curse, listening to it over and over again. And every time you listen to it, it will drag you back. Drag you back, remind you of the curse. Sink it more and more deeply into your mind. Yes, that's right. You can feel it. You can feel my words sinking so deeply into your mind, trapping you in this curse that only allows you to come after your partner does. That is simply the way it is. You are cursed to be this way, and you cannot change it. You cannot change it. You cannot undo it. You cannot escape it, and the harder you try to escape, the more you will be reminded that you are cursed, and the harder it will be the next time, until you get to the point where you cannot escape no matter what you do, and the curse has become part of your life, an inescapable part that you live with each and every day. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and cursed. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, wake up. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.